Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
And now the ball is tipped away, and Prairie will pick it up near the half-court line and get it set up. Ball goes left side. Held here by Lenzendorf, down to the baseline, now high post. They'll throw it high to the right side. Kramer on the right wing. Kramer back to the left wing. It's Lenzendorf. Lenzendorf back to Kramer. Ball fake. Pumps, nowhere to go. Throws it now to Lant. Lant to the high post, back to the outside, and now Prairie move it in. 15-footer, and it banks in. An old-school basket for Sam Kramer. Mid-range jumper off the glass. It's 5-4, River Valley. Blackhawks ball. Klein weaves it across. Thatcher on the far side, double teamed. Back to Klein, down to the corner. Knocked away from Heiser. Prairie gets the steal. Knocked away there on the play by Kramer. Bringing it across the timeline to Hart. DeHart back to Sutter. Sutter on the right wing, top of the key, left side, Kramer. Back to the right side, Lant. Picked off down by River Valley. Here they go. Heiser gets the steal. Up to Klein. Lays it up too hard. Rebound, Prairie. Back to Sutter. Sutter across half court. Bringing it 2-on-2. Takes it himself. No good on a layup try. Rebound, River Valley. They're spinning it the other way. Knocked out of bounds by Prairie. So far, both teams getting into some running here. So the Blackhawks of the River Valley area will be bringing it in from the sideline, leading 5-4, 15 and a half remaining in the first half. Ball comes into Thatcher. Houston with the basketball, takes it to the left side, looking. Prairie hanging back in a zone defense right now. Thatcher looks, lobs it right side, held by Blakely, down to the baseline, and inside to Heiser. He's double-teamed, knocked away by Aston Lant of Prairie du Chien. Gets the steal, feeds it out to DeHart. And across the timeline now on the right side, Sutter. Sutter keeps the dribble, brings it back to the left side, Lant. Lant back to DeHart for three, and a lead. No good. Prairie saves it inbounds, but into the hands of Thatcher. Houston brings it across the timeline, stops, three-pointer on the way. No good. Rebound, Prairie, pulled out by Sutter. Sutter with the basketball across the Hawk at center circle. Left side, DeHart. Right side, Lant. Turn around, 15-footer for the lead, and they got it. Prairie with Caden Sutter on the basket, and that makes it 6-5. Prairie falls back on the defensive side. 14.5 remaining in the first half here at River Valley High School. WIAA boys basketball action. Down to Heiser. Back inside. Tough shot up, and that is good for Heiser. And he is fouled on the play. So going to the line, Keegan Heiser. Count the basket. River Valley back in the lead, and that makes it 7-6. Into the game for Prairie, number 24. That'll be Sutter back in for River Valley. Number 10, Sumner Knockreiner. At the free throw line, Keegan Heiser. One to make one, trying to complete the three-point play. This one in, and that'll make it an 8-6 ball game. Jackson Thatcher checks in for Keegan Heiser. And Prairie du Chien will face a full court press. Ball comes in play. Caden Sutter. And along the near side, Lenzendorf back to Sutter. Prairie's going to have to hustle to get it across the timeline. And they will lob it left side. And 10 seconds called. Great defense by River Valley. It'll go back the other way for the Blackhawks after a nice stop. And it goes back to River Valley right at the scorer's table. Mike Sulzberger and Mike Sulzberger manning the table. And today, River Valley with the home crew tonight. Good to see Mr. Hegland and Mr. Briel here. Pass comes inbounds, and Thatcher throws it high post. Jackson down to the baseline. Turning around with a hook shot on the way. No good for River Valley's Caleb Drakenberg. And the rebound by Prairie du Chien. Outlet now for DeHart. Skips it to Lant. Ashton brings it back to Caden Sutter. Now to Lant. Lant, high post, Kramer. Kramer, baseline, DeHart. DeHart, nowhere to go. Tough shot, won't go. And he's fouled, and will get two free throws. Prairie will go to the free throw line. First foul, that's going to be on Caleb Drakenberg, his first. So fouls are even right now. And at the free throw line, DeHart. free throw in the air and no good. He will get one more. We'll be getting scores from other games coming in. There are a lot of good ones going on tonight. Second throw by DeHart on the rim, and it is good. That'll make it an 8-7 ball game. River Valley by one. Prairie du Chien putting on some pressure. Pass comes up to Klein. Klein lost the handle now. Fights, gives it off to the left side. Taken there by Knockreiner. Down low, shot by Jackson Thatcher. He's fouled, and Jackson will go to the free throw line. So the foul is called, and that'll be on Prairie du Chien's Sam Kramer. That's his second. So he has both of the Prairie fouls. Jackson Thatcher at the line. Free throw is good. That'll make it 9-7 River Valley. Into the game for Prairie will be Brock Radloff. Into the game for River Valley, Keegan Heiser replacing Caleb Drakenberg. Free throw now for Jackson Thatcher, his second. It is in the air and good. That'll make it 10-7. River Valley by three. Prairie with a basketball in the middle, looking to get it outside. And they will, taking it across is Radloff. And they break the press down to the corner. DeHart skips it down low, posting up. Nowhere to go, now dribbling out of there. Prairie kicks to the corner, three on the way, won't stay. Knocked away, picked up down the near side by Lenzendorf. Drops it down low. Tough shot, won't go for Prairie. Good rebound there. Saved by Radloff. And ducked away in the corner by River Valley. Sumner Knockreiner takes it away. Houston Thatcher with a basketball. Thatcher goes to the left side. Sumner Knockreiner. Ball goes back door. Head fake. Shot away and up. No good. But a foul call. Keegan Heiser is going to the free throw line. That'll be a foul on Prairie. Their third. And it's on Ashton Lant. Keegan Heiser's second trip to the free throw line tonight for River Valley. Gets the ball from the official and will take a shot. Shot number one of two. It is on the iron and good. River Valley takes a 4-point lead. Into the game, Quincy Blakely. River Valley switching out. Lucas Klein will get a breather. Second free throw now. Heiser with a shot up and no good, and a nice hustle rebound there for Sumner Knockreiner. River Valley keeps it going. Sumner trapped in the corner, fires back to Houston Thatcher. River Valley leading by four here in the ball game. Back to Knockreiner, left side Houston Thatcher. Thatcher with the ball on a dribble drive, stops top of the key. Lobs it right side, Knockreiner. Sumner to Jackson Thatcher. Lobs it over to Houston. Three on the way, and that is good. No, it wouldn't stay down. Oh, my goodness. It was in the net and came back. Prairie du Chien with a basketball after the rebound. Ball goes back to the left side center across the timeline. Bounces it back to DeHart. Garrett, left side, Lenzendorf. Now to Sutter. Sutter looking low, backing in nothing, knocked away. Picked up by Houston Thatcher. Good steal. Houston lobs, near side caught by Knockreiner. Skips it back inside. Turnaround shot, good by Keegan Heiser. Timeout, Prairie du Chien, 13-7. River Valley leading early on in WIAA Boys playoff action from WRCO Sports.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We offer a wide variety of treatments in a comfortable, home-like environment for those battling cancers, Crohn's disease, hemophilia, or other health challenges requiring infusions. Because individual care plans are unique, it's best to call and ask if your care can be delivered close to home with us, the Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, healing.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
knock grinder.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you
need. In, and it's going to be a 15-7 River Valley lead. Prairie du Chien breaks the press. They get it down quickly, and a shot is up and good by Radloff. So it's 15-9. Things transpiring quickly here at River Valley High School. 11:25 remaining in the first half. Valley top of the circle. Blakely goes left side. Knockreiner nowhere to wander. Down to the baseline. Held by Heiser. Back to the top of the key. Klein for three. No good. And the ball is loose on the floor. And a jump ball call. Heiser tying up with Lant. And Prairie will get the arrow. 15-9. Ball game score here at RVHS. Ball comes in play. Catching it is DeHart, throws it left side, now back to the middle. DeHart skips it over to the corner, back to the near side, left wing, wide open three, won't stay for Prairie, bounces off for Sutter, rebound River Valley, out to the races, shot of the way, no good for Klein. Prairie with a rebound, and that's a River Valley foul. So the foul will be marked. That's on Keegan Heiser, that's his first, and the Blackhawks of River Valley, their second. Pass comes into DeHart. Garrett on the near side fires it back to the right. Lenzendorf near the half-court line walks it across. Throws it left side. DeHart, top of the wheel, back to Sutter. Sutter backs off with a dribble for Prairie du Chien. Fires it now to Lenzendorf. Now to the inside. Tough shot goes for Brock Radloff. And Prairie is within four. 15-11 here in WIAA tournament action. Richland Center leading Evansville 11-10 early in that one in WIAA tournament play. Lucas Klein back to Jackson Thatcher. The ball is kicked by Prairie and out of bounds. Into the game, Caleb Drakenberg and Houston Thatcher as well. And River Valley will put it in play. So checking it out here. Inbound pass, shot is on the way. No good for Drakenberg. Blocked by Prairie, and River Valley gets it back. They'll reload the offense, and a whistle, and a foul is called on Prairie. That'll be their fourth. Foul is on Garrett DeHart. That is his first. Highland leading Wazika Steuben, 24-13, first half. Ithaca up on Cassville, 9-7. Evansville 12-11 over Richland Center early on. Pass comes in. River Valley setting it up here, leading by four. Pass to the corner on a drive. Blakely, 15-footer, no good for the baseline. Put back up, and that is good for Caden Plumley. 17-11 ball game score here at RVHS. Prairie throws it away on their chance to get it up to half court and break the press, and it goes back to River Valley. Big turnover, and Tyler Stiber is coming in for Prairie du Chien. River Valley will have the basketball back, now leading by 6 points, 9:40 remaining in the first half in tournament basketball. Houston Thatcher across half court, drives, looks to the inside, nothing, throws it to Blakely. Blakely back inside, there is Drakenberg, tough shot, won't go. Rebound pulled down by Lenzendorf. Outlet pass now for Sutter, and Prairie will set it up. Sutter backing in from the right side. Nowhere to go. Hands off to DeHart. Foul call at River Valley. That'll be their third. This one is on Lucas Klein. Coming up at halftime, the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update with some high school sport news. It's not hard to find high school sport news going on this week. Busy, busy. Right side, Prairie du Chien. Picked off by Klein. Gets the steal. Takes it home. Lays it in. Good. Lucas Klein leads the defense into offense, 19-11. 9 minutes remaining in the first half. Prairie ball, they'll feed it to the low post, cross court, knocked away by River Valley. Loose on the floor, now taken by Sutter. Sutter drives, throws it low, and not able to hang on as Lant, it's out of bounds. It will belong to River Valley. Into the ball game for Prairie, Sam Kramer, number 20. Blackhawks with the ball in the backcourt. North Crawford leading Weston, 35-11. That's in the first half. Lancaster up on Boscobel, 20-9. I'm told the Boscobel bus was actually late getting to the game tonight. Pass inside, picked off by Prairie, now thrown ahead to DeHart. DeHart on a drive, tough shot, good. Prairie finishes after a steal. 19-13 ball game score. Houston Thatcher across the timeline. Blakely, right side, Klein. High post now for Drakenberg, down to the corner. Houston Thatcher, nowhere to go. Back to Drakenberg, and now he'll flip it back to Quincy Blakely. Blakely, left side, three on the way for Thatcher. No good. Rebound, Prairie. They're within six. Up the sideline, down to the corner. Three-pointer, Prairie on the rim. Bounces high, won't go. Rebound, River Valley. Oh, Blackhawk jerseys under there. The white ones with the black lettering. Houston Thatcher, oh, has his pocket picked. Garrett DeHart with a pick two, lays it up good. He's got six, and now Luke Thatcher wants a timeout for River Valley. 19-15 ball game score. We'll keep it here for this one. The word is that for whatever reason, I'm not sure why, but Boscobel's bus arrived about 3 minutes to 7 o'clock tonight at Lancaster, and the game is supposed to start at 7. They must have not had a lot of warm-up time because the game's underway. So, and maybe that's a bit of an exaggeration, but it was late tonight, and the game must go on in the WIAA playoffs. Sounds like it could be some tricky weather coming up tomorrow morning, so school officials will have to make some decisions about rain and the changing temperatures and maybe some snow coming up. But it all kind of depends on who you listen to, depending on how that storm tracks. We're not in the warning area, but it could be a mess. Timeout ends. River Valley with the basketball, 19-15. They lead, 7:47 remaining here in the first half. Houston Thatcher walks it across half court, throws it to the middle. Drakenberg distributes near side. Now traveling is called. That's going to be whistled on Sumner Knockreiner. Boston leading Dodgeville, 16-12 in the first half. Tournament basketball, Royal up on Brookwood, 19-10. Garrett DeHart with the basketball for Prairie du Chien. Taking it to Lenzendorf. And now back to the near side. Stiber throws it to the free throw line. Nothing, back to the outside. Three on the way. No good for Lenzendorf. Rebound by River Valley, and the Blackhawks take it back the other way. 19-15, River Valley. Sumner Knockreiner on the wing. Throws it to Drakenberg, trying to get it down low. Does. Shot on the way. Blocked and out of bounds by Lenzendorf. It'll be River Valley basketball. Inbound pass will come from Caden Plumlee. In for Prairie, Ashton Lance. Blackhawks playing a lot of the season without the injured Sam Poppy, who's a great athlete. Unable to play in a lot of games this year. Sure would have been a difference maker. Pass comes in, and now a foul called on Prairie. They foul Sumner Knockreiner in the corner. That'll be Prairie's fifth. And the first on Brady Lenzendorf. So for River Valley, working it in, grabbing it now. On the left side is Blakely, throws it high post. Drakenberg turning in, kicks it back to Thatcher. Now Drakenberg around the wheel, Knockreiner back to Drakenberg. Left side, Blakely. Baseline, they work it inside. Drakenberg, tough shot, no good from 10 feet. Rebound pulled down by Prairie. Ashton Lance with the outlet. Lenzendorf all to the left side. Setter now out to meet the ball is Lance. Down to the baseline, Lenzendorf. Prairie works it inside. They're looking, nothing there. Back to Stiber to the corner. Ball fake, now driving, nothing there for Prairie. Prairie looking high and getting it to the high post at the free throw line. River Valley hanging back in a 2-3 zone. Stiber back to the inside. Sutter, nothing. Stiber, three-pointer from the corner. It is on the rim, no good. Rebound Drakenberg, and River Valley brings it out. River Valley leading 19-15. The score pace has certainly slowed. Both teams going with a half-court game. Drakenberg to Thatcher. Blakely, top of the circle. On a drive back to Houston. Houston dribbling, fires it back now to Sumner Knockreiner. Thatcher, left side, looks to the inside, nothing. Throws it back to Blakely. Thatcher, double teamed. Brings it back to Knockreiner. River Valley taking some time off. Caden Plumlee, high post, nice move. Drakenberg in the lane and scores. First basket for Caleb Drakenberg. That makes it 21-15, River Valley, 5:32 remaining in the first half. Setting it up on the far side, Prairie du Chien. Nowhere to wander, back to the inside. Tough shot is going to go for number 14, Ashton Lant. So that makes it 21-17. Pass on the right side, caught here by Blakely. Left side, Thatcher. Thatcher on the wing. Nowhere to go. Fires to Drakenberg again. Back to Blakely. River Valley takes a three on the way, and good for Houston Thatcher. That's his first basket. And River Valley now will put that lead at 7, 24-17. 4:55 remaining first half. Stiber for Prairie to the low post as they transition to the half-court game. On a drive, there's a tough shot for Sutter. Banks in. That'll make it 24-19. River Valley with a lead, 4:38 remaining here in the first half. Houston Thatcher. Houston throws it left side, Blakely. Drakenberg, free throw line left. Now again, a pass to Blakely. Quick one to the corner. Down to the baseline, looking. Now firing it back is Plumlee. Good defense by Prairie, putting some pressure on. Ball down to the low. It's going to be Plumlee. Spins, nothing, kicks it back out. Blakely, top of the wheel, near side. Thatcher got away from the defender. Down deep, creates a shot. It won't go. Rebound, Prairie. Sam Kramer with the outlet pass. Prairie setting it up. Kramer left side. Going right to Sutter. Turn around for the low post. Nothing there for Prairie. Down to the baseline. Ball fake. Now Kramer on a drive. 15-footer. Good. Sam Kramer brings his team within three. 24-21. 3:48 remaining in the first half in area boys basketball tonight. Prairie back of the defensive side. River Valley to Drakenberg. Near side, Sumner Knockreiner. Down to the baseline, Plumlee. Here's Houston Thatcher for three, and it's off the iron. Rebound by Stiber. Saves it, and no, they say he stepped out of bounds. It'll belong to River Valley on the baseline. Into the game, Jackson Thatcher. Also checking in will be Keegan Heiser. Heiser reporting back in. Jackson Thatcher, and then the inbounder is Blakely. Blakely throws it in. Drakenberg catches. Nothing. Back to Blakely. Near corner. He'll drive a little closer. Tough shot on the way. No good. Rebound River Valley. Up on the putback. No good by Heiser. Fought for and out of bounds. It was off Prairie du Chien. River Valley basketball. They will set it up now on the baseline. Leading by three. 3:19 remaining in the first half in area boys tournament basketball. Blakely whips it in. It's caught here on the near side. Back to the right, Klein. Klein to the left, Jackson Thatcher. It's poked away. Jackson back toward half court. Nothing. Now back to Blakely on the far side on the wing. Lucas Klein now near side, Jackson Thatcher. Down low, Drakenberg. Entry pass low. Heiser scores. Deegan with eight to make that 10 points. He's got a total of four twos and a couple of free throws. 26-21. Down to the corner. Here's a three for Prairie. No good. And rustling away, the rebound is Brock Radloff. Ties up with Keegan Heiser. It will be River Valley ball on the alternate arrow. Good to see our old buddy Denny Coppernall here tonight. So far behaving himself. Other celebrities. It's like a Lakers game. Pass to the left side. Jackson Thatcher down to the baseline. Knocked away from Drakenberg, and Prairie almost got a steal. Good hustle by Ashton Lance of Prairie du Chien. Stops the clock with 2:35 remaining. First half, moving quickly. Hello to our old buddy John Peterson, listening in tonight to our broadcast. I think he's vacationing in Vegas tonight or something. There's the pass down low to Drakenberg. They're going to get him for traveling, and it goes back to Prairie du Chien. What's that? Oh, John's vacationing in Arena. I'm sorry. Into the game for Prairie du Chien, number 20, Sam Kramer. Brock Folsom checks out after a brief visit to the floor. 26-21, River Valley. Close one here tonight in Spring Green. Pass comes to DeHart. DeHart to the right side, Lant. Lant to the baseline, Kramer. Kramer drives back toward half court. Kramer, bounce feed left side to Lenzendorf. Three on the way. DeHart, no good. Rebound Heiser, and he's moving and grooving. Throws it right side. Tough shot up, no good for Klein, and a foul called on Prairie du Chien. Stops the clock with 2:07 remaining in the first half. So Klein going to the line for the first time tonight. Foul is on Brady Lenzendorf. That is his second. This one in the air, and that one is short. line will get it back. So many boys games going on tonight. There are a couple that were moved up a little earlier because of weather in parts of the state. That one is good by Klein. I saw one of those was the Shaguamigan. I can't hardly say that now. I usually can. Down to the low post, DeHart. Tough shot on the way and no good. Rebound River Valley. 27-21 River Valley by 6. A minute 50 remaining here in the first half. On a drive, there is Blakely down to the corner, knocked away out of bounds. And in for River Valley. I guess no substitutions for River Valley, but for Prairie, Brock Folsom and Caden Sutter will check in. Shaguamigan. There we go. That game was moved. They're a little out of our listening range. Ball comes in play for Drakenberg. Drakenberg, left side. Lucas Klein down to the baseline. Blakely, a minute 39 remaining in the first half. Blakely looking in, 27-21. River Valley by 6. This is a long-time rivalry game. Knocked away by Prairie, but a foul is called on Prairie. That's going to be a number 30, Brock Radloff, and that is his first. Seventh on Prairie, and they will go to the free throw line now. Egan Heiser, River Ridge leading Lafarge, 38-20 in the first half, boys basketball. Mauston up on Dodgeville, 25-23. I think that's going to be a real good game. Saw both of those teams this year. Free throw by Heiser is good. River Valley would have watched both of those teams, played both of them this year. North Crawford leading Weston, 42-22 as well. Gasville up on Ithaca, 21-16. Free throw by Heiser is good, and River Valley back to an 8-point lead, 29-21. Ball comes in play. DeHart drives through danger, throws it left side on the fast break. Prairie is cut off. Fallaway jumper, low post, no good. Rebound by Klein and River Valley. Klein will take it back the other way. Left side, Plumlee. Now Blakely looking to the inside, nothing. Back to Plumlee. Now to Blakely. Prairie trying to deny around the arc shots, and they've done a pretty good job of that. River Valley has made two threes. Blakely driving baseline, kicks it back out. Plumlee back to Quincy. He'll look to the inside. Nothing, throws it low. Klein is there. DeHart diving in. The ball is loose and a traveling call on River Valley. Back in for River Valley will be Sumner Knockreiner. So we have 49 seconds remaining. The band starting to assemble for halftime. Prairie trailing by 8. River Valley putting on the full court man-to-man defense. Pass comes in play. Caught now by Radloff. Radloff on the right. Sutter drives half court. Throws it off to Lant. Down to the corner. Tough shot is good for number 30, Brock Radloff. 29-23. 33 seconds remaining. First half winding down. Left side, Blakely. Coming up to meet the ball is Thatcher. Now Heiser, right side. Left side, Blakely, 22. Now coming down the line is Heiser. Offensive foul called on River Valley. Heiser called for the foul. Taking the charge was Sam Kramer of Prairie du Chien. Foul is on Keegan. That's his second. Only the fourth River Valley foul, and he has two of them. So Prairie du Chien will put it in play. They'll fire it into the right side. Caught now by Sutter. 16, 15. He's got to get it across half court. And does. Knocked away by River Valley. Plumlee saves it back into Blakely. Fires it up ahead and out of bounds. Ball will come back to Prairie du Chien with just over 7 seconds remaining. They can get it across half court. They've got a chance to get a look before break. Lenzendorf looking to bring it in. Does now to Kramer. Kramer back to Lenzendorf. Lobs into the open. Cut off. Blakely gets the steal. 1 second. Three on the way. River Valley. No good by Plumlee. And that'll do it for one half of basketball. River Valley leading it. It's a close one. 29-23. River Valley over Prairie du Chien. Tonight's WIAA area featured boys basketball broadcast. We'll have more high school sports talk coming up at halftime, courtesy of Dairyland Transportation. We will check the Filmy flip phone, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless as well, all a part of our upcoming halftime features on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The WIAA High School Girls Basketball postseason continues with games on Thursday night in the sectional semifinal and on Saturday in the sectional final. Well, congratulations to the River Valley girls basketball team on a much-improved season. They lost a hard-fought regional semifinal game at Prairie du Chien Friday night, 62-48, finishing the season at 13-13 overall. River Valley senior gymnast Anya Sefrud was champion on the vault at Saturday's WIAA sectional gymnastics meet in Dodgeville. Anya also qualified for the WIAA state championships on the bars and in the all-around competition. She will compete this Saturday in Wisconsin Rapids. And this weekend, Friday and Saturday in Madison, the 29th annual WIAA State Team Wrestling Tournament will be held at the Fieldhouse, the University of Wisconsin campus in Madison. Ticket prices for the tournament are $15 for the Friday session and $10 for the Saturday session. The single elimination tournament features eight teams in Division I, four each in Divisions II and III. Maguanago takes on Brookfield East Friday night, Arrowhead and Holman, Stoughton and Nina, and Kokona and Hudson will wrestle in the quarterfinals, and later the winners will wrestle in the semifinals. Semifinals in Divisions 2 and 3 competition Saturday morning starting at 10, when number 1 Wrightstown wrestles number 4 Port Washington, and number 2 Prairie du Chien will wrestle Gay Electric Trempealeau Melrose Mindoro, which is seeded number 3. And in the Division 3 semifinals at State Team Wrestling, number 1 seed Coleman wrestles number 4 Random Lake, and number 2 Fenimore at 13-0 wrestles 27-0 Stratford. Championship matches in all three divisions will take place at 3 p.m. Saturday at the Fieldhouse. I'm Phil Nee for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
For over two decades, Jewell Associates Engineers in Spring Green have proudly served our community. They extend their gratitude to all their clients, whether their projects are big or small. The dedicated professionals and technical staff are the backbone of Jewell Associates' success. Jewell Associates Engineers salute the River Valley Blackhawks for their outstanding achievements on and off the field. Jewell Associates Engineers, proud to be a part of your success, and go Blackhawks!
Napa Know-How!
Don't miss the annual filter and tool sale at Napa and Richland Center and Boscobel now through March 15th. Bring your filter list and save big on Napa Gold filters, the best price of the year. Hydraulic oil, grease, and many unadvertised specials are also on sale. Hurry in, filter tool sale ends March 15th at Napa Richland Center and Boscobel.
Napa Know-How!
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why local players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. It's time to join the Buckle Up, Phone Down movement. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation challenges all Wisconsin drivers to put safety first by taking the two most important actions to prevent or survive a crash. Use your seatbelt on every trip and put down the phone when driving. Buckle up and phone down on every trip, every time.
Welcome back to River Valley High School. The host Hawks leading the visiting Prairie Hawks 29-23. River Valley is led in scoring by Keegan Heiser, who had a very good first half. 12 points to his credit. 3 for Houston Thatcher and for Lucas Klein and Quincy Blakely. 2 for Jackson Thatcher, for Caden Plumley, Sumner Knockreiner, and Caleb Drakenberg. On the Prairie du Chien side, 7 for Garrett DeHart, 6 by Sam Kramer and Brock Radloff. Also 2 points apiece for Ashton Lant and for Caden Sutter. 29-23 our ball game score at halftime. No threes for Prairie in the first half. A couple of them here for River Valley. And the Blackhawks have shot more free throws at halftime. 7 of 9 free throw shooting. And for Prairie, they are 1-for-2. Foul trouble, a couple for Keegan Heiser. 2 fouls for Sam Kramer and 2 for Brady Lenzendorf. For River Valley, they did some things well, and just when it looked like they were going to pull away a little bit, they had some balls taken away. They had some steals against them that led to some quick points. So one of the things they're going to shore up here in the second half as Coach Thatcher talks about it in the halftime locker room. But Prairie spent little time in the locker room. They're back out and shooting and getting ready for the second half here, which is right around the bend. Filney flip phone. Potosi is leading Waniwak Center 55-23 at half. River Ridge 47-22 over Lafarge at half. Also North Crawford leading Weston 53-26. It's Highland up on Wazika Steuben 48-20. Cassville up on Ithaca looking for the upset tonight, 24-18 at halftime. Evansville leading Richland Center 31-28 at the break as well. And some good games going on. That Boston-Dodgeville game, 25-23. That was a close one getting into halftime tonight. A little more coming up here from River Valley High School. We have a couple of minutes left in the halftime, and it's a 29-23 ball game score. River Valley in the lead here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
From buying your first car to enjoying retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, here for you every step of the way. With insurance products designed exclusively for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most. Plus, save with discounts when you bundle home and auto insurance. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 608-647-2972 or stop by 261 East Court Street, Suite D, Richland Center. Rural Mutual Insurance. Keep Wisconsin strong.
This is Pamela at Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Did you know Pamela's does formal wear? You can purchase or rent. Do you need a shirt or a tuxedo for a wedding, prom, or a special event? Pamela's will assist with any style selection, color consideration, professional measuring and fitting. So stop by for your formal wear at Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
At Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, they're bringing the old with the new, like Oliver Tractors and Holton Trumpets united. Forget the old rusty notes. They're here to jazz up your water game. So if your well water is feeling a bit out of tune, call the Water Maestros at Advanced Pump and Well. Don't let your well be a solo act. Visit Advanced Pump and Well, where laughter and water flow freely.
Caring for you and about you, it's Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy. They pledge to care for you like a member of their own family with the highest quality products, services, and exceptional everyday value. Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy will deliver leading-edge knowledge and expertise, along with dedicating themselves to being there in your time of need. Best of all, you'll have people you know and trust working for you. Make Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy your pharmacy, located in downtown Spring Green.
29-23, the ball game score. River Valley in the lead by 6 against Prairie du Chien here in WIAA Tournament Boys Basketball. Mr. Fabulous at the controls, back in the studio, Tim Thede, and I'm Phil May here as we get ready for second half action. Prairie du Chien will have the basketball first. Hawks come back with Lucas Klein and Quincy Blakely, Keegan Heiser, Caleb Drakenberg, and Houston Thatcher. Garrett DeHart at the point for Prairie, going to the left side, and Lenzendorf were underway in the second half. Back to the right side, Kramer. Down to the baseline, DeHart drives back toward half court. Now they'll reverse it. Lamp throws it inside, knocked away. Klein now behind the back dribble. Blakely up to Klein, lays it up, no good. Foul called on Prairie du Chien. So the foul is marked, and River Valley will go to the free throw line. That's on Garrett DeHart. That's his second. So going to the line will be Klein. He is 1 for 2. In tonight's game from the line. Free throw in the air. That one is good. That'll make it 30-23. One more coming up for Klein. Takes a couple of dribbles. This one in the air, and that one is no good. And the rebound pulled down by Prairie. Out to DeHart. DeHart across the half-court line. Feeds it right side. Lamp. Lamp nowhere to go. Fires back to Lenzendorf. Down to the baseline area, DeHart. DeHart back to Lamp to the inside. Prairie trapped, and now the throw low, knocked away out of bounds off of River Valley, it looks like. It'll be Prairie basketball again. Blackhawks working it around pretty well. Check that. Prairie's asking. Yeah, River Valley was ready to inbound the basketball. A little confusion there. Prairie said, hey, it's ours. And two guys ready to inbound the basketball. It will be Prairie ball. That was the original call. And the pass comes in play. Caught now by Lant back at half court. Left side, Kramer inside, knocked away. And Prairie loose on the floor. Finally picking it up is Kramer, and Prairie gets it back. Back to Lant, near side DeHart, shoots a three. It is good for Prairie. 30-26, River Valley by 4, a minute into the second half. Lucas Thatcher, the coach of River Valley, directing his son, Houston, as he brings it across the timeline. Passes low, and there is a foul called. And that'll be on Prairie du Chien, their second foul this half. That's going to be on Sam Kramer, and that is his third already. So River Valley will put it in play on the baseline. Pass comes in play, caught now by Houston Thatcher. Thatcher back toward half court. Drives with the basketball, 2-3 zone. Put on by Prairie. Houston goes to the right side. Klein, nowhere to wander. Back to Blakely. Throws it in. Now Heiser back to the corner. Three for Klein. Good! Nice touch from the outside. 33-26. River Valley, 16-30 remaining here in the ballgame. Prairie on the near side. Back to Lenzendorf. Far side. Down to the corner. DeHart. Back to Lenzendorf. Around to the right side. Kramer for three. And the answer, no good. Heiser with a rebound for River Valley. Outlet pass now for Lucas Klein, and Houston Thatcher walks it across the timeline. Houston with the ball, dribbles on the right side, lobs to Klein, now throws it inside. Quick move, and down the lane a foul is called. Keegan Heiser was fouled, and we'll go to the line. Good student representation here tonight. Like to see that. A little tougher for Prairie du Chien to travel. That's a lot longer distance, but good number of fans and parents here tonight. Pass comes in play. It's caught by Lucas Klein. Down to the baseline. Houston Thatcher. Houston on a drive. And he'll stop. Fires over to the far side. Ball fake. Now Blakely throws it inside Heiser. And he'll take a shot. No good. Drakenberg goes up. Stripped by Prairie. It's out of bounds. It'll belong to River Valley on the baseline. It appears never fails that when these teams are traveling, either River Valley going there or Prairie coming here, it's kind of inclement, and that's the case tonight. Prairie's turn to drive through some nasty rain and fog. Drive carefully out there tonight. Heiser is going to be called for a line violation. It goes back to Prairie du Chien. 33-26 ball game score here. River Valley leading. into the ball game for River Valley. Jackson Thatcher. Coming out is Keegan Heiser. And now the inbound pass for Prairie on the right side. Back to the left, Sumner Knockreiner. Now Favreau, right side. Going to be knocked away, picked up now. Nice play by Lant. Lant goes to the inside, turnaround shot. Prairie on the way, no good for Sutter. And out of bounds. It looks like it'll be River Valley basketball. Blackhawk lineup staying the same for a moment. Looked like they were looking to the bench for a moment, but stays the same. Klein and Houston Thatcher in the backcourt. Houston across the timeline, lobs back to Lucas on the left side. Now back to Houston on the right side. Houston, left side, looking to the inside, fires it back to the far and in. Jackson Thatcher, left side Klein, baseline Blakely, double teamed, throws it low, knocked away by Prairie. Good stop. Prairie stopping the ball and trailing by 7 with 15 to go in the ball game. Ball goes high post. Now back to the near side. Kramer drives closely. Skips it over to DeHart. Three on the way. In and out for Prairie. Rebound Houston Thatcher of River Valley. Houston will walk it across the Hawk at center circle. Guarded closely by Lenzendorf, and a timeout taken by River Valley. 14:41 remaining in the game. River Valley leading by a score of 33-26. Going to be a quick timeout. River Valley readjusting the lineup a little bit. Klein will be the inbounder. 33-26 in favor of River Valley. Jackson Thatcher down low. Turnaround from the low block. Good for Caleb Drakenberg. Way to post up, and he makes it 35-26. River Valley's biggest lead so far. Prairie ball. DeHart skips it to the inside. It's going to be lost. Knocked away and a jump ball called, and River Valley gains the arrow. Good defense by Sumner Knockreiner. Tying up with Caden Sutter, and it will be River Valley ball. So the inbounder is Lucas Klein, brings it in to Thatcher. Houston in the backcourt. Houston will walk it up, brings it off now to Lucas Klein. Klein on the left side, inside, there is Drakenberg battling his way in, and a foul is called on the screen, I believe. Going to be called against River Valley. That'll be on number 10, Sumner Knockreiner. That's his first. River Valley continuing to lead it, 35-26. Winner of tonight's game will take a little trip on Friday night. More about that coming up. Ball goes left side for Prairie. DeHart, top of the circle. Back to Lenzendorf. Now whips it down low. Back to Lenzendorf. Three from the corner is in and out. What for? And the rebound pulled down by River Valley. Good defense, and Drakenberg holds his ground and gets the board. Pass comes in. Now River Valley setting it left side. Down to the corner. Klein throws it again. Drakenberg, entry pass, back door. Jackson Thatcher won't go. Put back good. Second time was a charm. River Valley with an 11-point lead now, 37-26. 13:26 remaining. DeHart with the ball. Throws it left to Sutter. Sutter to DeHart. Down with a turnaround shot on the way. No good for Lamp. Partially blocked. Rebound River Valley. Houston Thatcher across half court. Ball knocked away, but a foul called on Lenzendorf, which will be his third. Coach Ryder looking to the bench now for Prairie. They'll bring in Brock Radloff and Tyler Stiber. 13-11 remaining in the ball game. Tournament action. The winner moves on to play at number 4 seed New Glarus, which has the night off tonight. Houston Thatcher catches the inbound, and we're ready to roll now. Pass to the middle, Jackson Thatcher. Left side and around for Klein. Houston down to the baseline, Drakenberg. Back to Klein. Open. Three on the way. Good from the top of the key. Lucas Klein nails it. And River Valley has pulled out to a 14-point lead, 40-26. 12:45 remaining. Right side, Lant. Down to the baseline. Gives it back now to Sutter. Sutter is open, nowhere to wander, fires back towards Stiber, knocked away by Klein. Lucas with a pick, lays it in, good at the other end. That'll make it 42-26. Timeout, Prairie du Chien. 12:27 remaining. River Valley is opening up, leading by 16. High school boys tournament basketball coming your way tonight from WRCO Sports.
Big news! A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is moving to 153 North Main Street. But before we go, we're having a huge moving sale at our Church Street location. Starting March 10th, prices will drop in a progressive sale. The longer you wait, the more you save. But don't wait too long, you might miss out. Everything must go before we close April 1st. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street and take advantage of these deals before they're gone. Main Street, here we come!
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
12:27 remaining in the ball game tonight. Prairie du Chien with the basketball. They find themselves trailing. They've only scored 3 points in this half. Prairie with the ball. Stiber just off the top of the key. Back to the top of the key. Sutter. Sutter back to Kramer. Kramer driving lane. Cut off now. Stiber gets it back. Fires to Lance. Stiber on the right wing. Top of the circle. Sutter. Sutter to Stiber. Right wing. Bounce feed. High post. That is Radloff. Radloff backs off, nothing there, gives it back to Stiber. River Valley, excellent defense, hanging out in the zone right now. On a dribble drive, ball goes left side, Kramer. Kramer, top of the circle, Sutter. Sutter on the right side, Stiber, bounce feed down low, Lant. Lant throws it inside, knocked away and out of bounds. Good defense by River Valley. Drakenberg and Thatcher teaming up with a good effort. And Prairie will again start it in play from the baseline. Caden Sutter throws it in bounds. Prairie working it low. Turnaround by number 30, Radloff. Shot is no good. Rebound River Valley. They're going to wing it the other way. And a layup is good by Knockreiner. 44-26. River Valley opening it up here tonight. 11:25 remaining in the game. Sam Kramer, top of the circle for Prairie. Low to the ground dribble, brings it off to the right side. Lant inside, lost now by Prairie. Picked up by Klein. Up ahead it goes. Good defense again for River Valley. Houston Thatcher backs off in the corner. Drives back toward half court. Houston with the ball, 11 minutes remaining. Right side now down to Jackson Thatcher. Drakenberg posting up. Tough shot. Good. Caleb Drakenberg now with 6 points, and River Valley leads by an even 20. They have hit the accelerator here in the second half. Pass comes to Prairie, and they're going to work it down to the baseline. Give and go low. Kramer got around the defender in the lane. Follow-away jumper on the rim. No good. Rebound, Houston Thatcher. He'll take it back across half court. Houston with the basketball. Throws it right side. Klein, Jackson, and then back to Klein. Houston, top of the circle. Prairie hanging in the zone. Bob Rowe now to Klein, three for the corner, not good, but a foul called, and Lucas Klein will shoot three free throws. So a good effort as he will take to the line right now with 10:19 remaining in the game. Lucas Klein tonight with a total of 10 points. That one is good. One more coming up, 47-26. Second free throw. Officials give him a little bit more time. The last foul is called on Caden Sutter of Prairie. That's his first. Klein with a free throw. It is good. That's right. He'll get three, won't he? That'll be the second of three. DeHart checks back in. Free throw coming up for number three, Lucas Klein. In the air, that one is good, but waved off. A line violation called against River Valley. It will be Prairie basketball. 48-26, River Valley in the advantage. They'll fall back on defense right now. DeHart will walk it across the timeline, goes left to Sutter. Top of the wheel, DeHart. DeHart left side, Kramer. Kramer to DeHart. He'll throw it to the free throw line. Caught there by Radloff. Back to DeHart. Nothing there. Throws it back to the right side. Steve Duhas into the ball game as well for Prairie. Top of the wheel. Blackhawks, they'll work it. Free throw line right. Brack Radloff now giving it to DeHart. Back to the baseline. Good movement. DeHart catches it back. Three on the way. No good. Weak side rebound by Houston Thatcher of River Valley. And he'll zing it the other way. Caught in the middle there by Sumner Knockreiner. Drakenberg to the corner. Klein for three. He knew it. It's good. Lucas Klein buries it. 51-26 River Valley. 9:30 remaining in the ball game. DeHart with the basketball again. Prairie stuck on 26 points. So a long three on the way. That one is no good for Kramer. Rebound. Houston Thatcher saves it back for Drakenberg. He'll baseball it up now to the near side. Caught by Knockreiner. Sumner on a drive with the left hand. Throws high post. Caught by Drakenberg. Over to the right side, Klein. Now Thatcher got around the defender. Goes in for a shot. No good. Fouled on the play. And we'll go to the free throw line. That'll be number six on Prairie. This one is on Steve Duha. That's his first. Just over 9 minutes remaining in regulation here in the ball game tonight from WRCO. Free throw is on the rim and no good. North Crawford leading Weston 73-42. Lancaster up on Boscobel 62-24. Fenimore leading Riverdale 31-17 at the half. This one in the air, that one is no good for Houston Thatcher. Rebound, now they'll kick it back out. Houston for three, on the way, no good. Rebound by Prairie Duchesne. DeHart takes it across the half-court line. DeHart to the corner. Drives baseline, shoots a 17-footer, no good. Tipped around, gets his own miss toward the top of the key. Drives right side, gives it back to Kramer. Kramer drives, 15-footer, no good. Drakenberg with a rebound, slings it up ahead. Knockreiner goes in with a left-hand lay-in, good. Everything going right now for River Valley, 53-26. They lead at 8:28 remaining. Prairie with the ball on the left wing, throws it inside now, caught there by Radloff. Radloff low, picked off by Thatcher. Up ahead, Knockreiner. Sumner lays it in, good. Timeout, Prairie Duchesne, 8:16 remaining. 55-26, River Valley off to a big lead. You're listening to Area Boys Tournament Basketball from WRCO Sports.
We do a lot to keep the young people we care about safe and healthy. We encourage them to wear their seatbelt and use a helmet when riding a bike, skateboard, or ATV. Teens and young adults' brains are still developing until age 25. It's important to be there for them and influence their choices. Encourage young people to make one choice, not to use substances, and encourage parents to say no to underage drinking. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
Prairie out of the timeout. Lenzendorf with a three-point try. It's up and no good. And a foul called on River Valley on the rebound. Only the second foul. Wait a minute. Foul is going the other way. Foul is on River Valley. Oh, no, it's on Prairie Duchesne. I thought they had pointed the other way, but it will be on number 52, Steve Duha. That's his second. And that means Jackson Thatcher will be at the free throw line. Free throw on the rim, no good, and the rebound foul called. And it looks like must have been a line violation for Prairie, so River Valley will get another try. This one in the air, and that one is good. So Jackson Thatcher will get back for another try. A final tonight, Royal has beaten Brookwood 91-48. Game less than an hour tonight. Free throw on the way. That one is no good. Wrestled around. Put back by Drakenberg. No good. Rebound by Lenzendorf and Prairie. 7:57 to go. DeHart up the sideline. Caught by Kramer. Back to DeHart. Three on the way. No good. Rebound pulled down by River Valley. River Valley leading this thing 56-26. They really have shot out to a big lead here in the second half. Drakenberg, turnaround, good. Drakenberg with 8 points. Caleb makes it 58-26. 7.5 to go. DeHart, top of the circle, shoots a three. That one is short, out of bounds. Duha saves it back inbounds into the hands of Lenzendorf, and he scores. That's a long time coming for Prairie du Chien. 58-28, and the ball comes back down the near side, taken by the River Valley Blackhawks, and a foul called on Prairie with 7:08 to play. That'll be the eighth team foul. Keegan Heiser returns for River Valley. Caden Sutter is in for Prairie du Chien. That is foul number 4 on Sam Kramer. At the free throw line, River Valley. Free throw is good. Lucas Klein, 5 points from the line tonight. Just having a really nice game.